Northern Quest by Anil Gupta and Richard Pinter. And so finally the time came for the passing of the second golden age of Lower Earth, for the quest for the sword of Asnagar was drawing to a close. Soon the time of the old ways would disappear into legend, and new ways would take their place. And people would begin to talk about the old ways as if they were somehow better than the new ways. Even though the new ways were clearly exactly the same as the old ways. Apart from the weather, which is definitely not as nice as it used to be.
Behold, the desert of lost souls. Somewhere in there lies the sword of Asnagar.
The sword of Asnagar. Asnagar's sword. I wonder what it looks like.
A long pointy thing made of metal.
You've seen it?
I think perhaps Sam was just guessing, my best betrothed.
I don't know. That was a fairly detailed description.
Soon the sword will be in the hands of the Chosen One.
Then we'll be able to give Lord Darkness and his evil hordes a thrashing they'll no forget.
How is your swordsmanship, Chosen One?
Well, I am a bit rusty, but if you throw it, I'm pretty sure I'll be able to bring it back.
That's more the sort of thing you do with sticks.
Sticks, swords, even balls. I can do them all.
Amos, you're not a dog anymore, and this quest isn't some elaborate game of fetch.
Sorry, sir.
You've got to try and think like a person. Just because somebody throws something, you don't have to go and get it.
I understand.
So, if I throw this stick, you won't run after it?
Definitely not.
Oh, it's no good!
Amos, come back here!
This is the last one, sir, I promise.
Look up ahead. The road divides in two.
Aye, right by those two mighty trees.
Now, I think I might know what this is.
Really, my love?
No, perhaps not.
Could it be the crossroads of the two trees, my Lord Vida?
Yes, that is it. One path leads us to the Rock of Sorrows, wherein we shall find the object of our quest.
And the other?
I'm afraid, Sam, that the other is the road to
certain death. Yeah, I thought it might be. You'd think once they might mix it up a bit, try something different. The road to mild discomfort, perhaps? Or the path of severe irritation?
Or certain death no good enough for you, human?
I can understand how it would suit some people. You, for instance.
The question is, how do we know which path to take?
This is where the two trees come in. For you see, they are the sentinels of the crossroads and can show us which is the right path. But there is a fiendish puzzle to overcome, for while one of them will speak only the truth, the other can do nothing but lie.
Well, let's just ask the one that tells the truth.
Right, yes. I confess, I thought it would be harder than that.
Well, I imagine there's no way of knowing which one is which.
Yes, Sam's right. That's the thing.
Oh, I see. Then it is a puzzle indeed.
Ah, it should be simple enough. Right. Almighty trees, which is the way to the sword of Asnagar?
That way. This way.
Look, this tree's branch points to the left, my Lord Vida.
Okay, then we go that way.
Yes, but what if that's the tree that always lies?
There's a trick to this, but I can't remember what it is.
Oh, look, we're wasting time here. I say I take my battle axe to one of these trees, then the other may be more inclined to cooperate.
Wait, that's it. You have to ask one of them which way the other one would tell you to go.
I don't see how that helps.
Well, because then they'll say one way, and if it's the true one, then... wait a minute.
Of course, whichever way they indicate, then we choose the other. Then it doesn't matter which one we ask, we will always know the true path.
Exactly. Yes.
That's brilliant, Sam.
Thank you.
Although you're physically puny, your mind gives you the strength of a mighty warrior. It's quite attractive.
Is it?
I mean, none of us would have worked that out.
Actually, my sweet, I think I wasn't that far away from getting it.
Really?
It's really quite simple when you think about it. Oh, mighty tree, which way would the other tree tell us to go?
To the left.
Then left we shall go.
You mean right, my lord.
Right, onwards! For Lord Darkness will be right behind us.
Come on, Creech, try to keep up.
I'm sorry, Your Horridness. Are we nearly there?
Yes, there are the two trees now. Oh, that's odd.
What, Lord?
Oh, there's no one here. I was sure the questers would be confounded by the riddle of the crossroads.
Well, perhaps they haven't arrived yet, oh nasty one.
Oh, maybe. Ask one of those trees, will you?
Certainly, Lord. Oh, mighty tree, have Lord Vida and his band of questers passed this way?
No.
Haven't seen them.
He says they haven't seen them, Lord. Maybe they've gone another way.
Yeah, except for two things. There isn't another way, and that tree is the one which always lies.
Is it? How can you tell?
I'm the Lord Darkness. Misinformation and duplicity are the very essence of my being.
Of course, Lord, sorry.
And its branches are a bit too close together, makes it look shifty.
Then they have been here.
So it would seem. But how did they solve the puzzle and work out which was the right path? It's far beyond the wit of an idiot like Vidar, and even the Amazon princess would struggle to grasp the logical complexities.
Perhaps it was the human, the one they call Sam.
This Sam is beginning to annoy me.
Oh, yes, he's annoyed me for ages, Master. Ever since he first appeared, he's been getting right up my noses.
Yeah.
Yes, helping the Chosen One escape, getting through the Swamp of Supreme Contentment, tricking you into killing the dwarf.
Yeah, all right, Threach. I think we're both agreed that he's a bit of a nuisance. Unless we do something about him, they might actually complete their quest.
You mean getting the Sword of Aznagar?
Yes.
But then they could defeat the forces of evil and banish our souls for all eternity.
Well, quite.
What are we going to do?
I think this Sam and I need to have a little chat. There you go.
By all the gods, this desert is so... so...
hot, my lord.
Yes, hot. That's the word I was looking for. And these dunes are so... so...
sandy, my lord.
Yes, sandy. Right again, Dean. It's as if you're reading my mind.
Aye. Well, I believe heat and sand are the two outstanding features of most deserts, my lord.
Well, I wish you'd told me earlier. I'd have bought some water.
I could do with some water myself. It's very irresponsible to let dogs get overheated, you know.
Look, if we're going to get to the Rock of Sorrows, we're going to need transport, or we'll all die of thirst. Do you have camels here?
Do we have what here?
Camels.
I know not this camel. What is it?
Oh, you must know it. It's a four-legged animal with a long neck.
No.
It's got one hump, or sometimes two, on its back.
No.
Can go for days without water.
Doesn't ring any bells.
No. We do have an animal with humps on its back that can go for days without water, but that's called a flamel.
Yeah, that'll do.
Look! A flamel train approaches even as we speak.
Come, let's see if we can persuade him to sell us some.
Aren't you coming, Sam?
No, you go on. I've just got to,
What?
You know, see a man about a dog.
But I'm your dog, Sam. Why do you want to go and see a man?
Oh, yes. Right, sorry. I'll catch you up.
Right, come on, creeps. Let's find out what this human is thinking.
Right away, oh malodorous one.
We shall consult the font of all knowledge. Yeah, come up here next to me.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, so this is the font of all knowledge, is it?
Yes. What do you think it was?
A bird bath.
Yeah, well, it does double up as a bird bath, but its primary use is an all-seeing window into the minds of others. Now, let us look into the waters. Look, Reach. Look deep into the font.
Oh.
An image is emerging. Is it Sam?
Oh, yeah. Great picture. Very clear, isn't it? Nice colours.
Yes. And look, he is on his own. Now we can tap into his mind and find out what he's up to. Hello? Sam, can you hear me?
Hey, what's going on? Who are you?
Have I called at a bad time?
You could say that. Oh, look, now it's gone all down my trousers!
Sorry to disturb you. It's Lord Darkness here.
How are you talking to me?
Through the font of all knowledge. It's one of our information systems. The Book of Ages, the Oracle of Fenrod, they're all interconnected. You consulted the Oracle once. I think they kept your details on file or something.
I see. What do you want?
It's not what I want, Sam. It's what you want. Why are you helping the questers to reach the Sword of Aznagar?
Because the Chosen One is the only person who can wield it. I thought you knew that.
Yes, but you're not the Chosen One. This isn't your fight. Why would you risk your life for something that doesn't concern you?
Well, the thought had occurred to me, but I want to get home. The only way to reopen the portal to my world is with the Sodding Sword.
I see. And what if I could open the portal for you? No more dangerous escapades, just jump straight back to your old life.
Can you do that?
Yep.
Why should I believe you?
Oh, because Lord Darkness is the most evil power of the universe.
Exactly.
Misinformation and duplicity are the very essence of his being.
All right, thank you, Creatures.
No, I think I'll stick with the original plan. I mean, we're nearly at the sword now anyway, so...
Very well. But if you change your mind, just Throw a stone into a pool of water and we'll be able to transport you to us.
Oh, I don't think so.
It's a really good offer.
Yeah, but I hate cold callers.
Hail, Flamel train driver!
Yes, hello. What is it I can do for you, peoples?
Yes, we are journeying to the Rock of Sorrows. Oh. There we must draw the sword of Asnagar from the living stone, that with it we may cast down the Lord Darkness and all his evil dominion.
Oh, okie dokie. What's he got to do with me?
We need flammels to carry us to the rock. Will you sell us some?
Now you talk my kind of language. How many flammel you want?
Well, there's five of us, so I suppose we'll need...
Five, Lord Vidar.
Quite so.
For five flammels, it's not so cheap, I think.
Yeah, just tell us the price.
Well, it's very good flammel, top of range. But, you know, the life of a flammel driver is very lonely. You want flammel, maybe you'll leave me with the pretty one.
What's he talking about?
I don't know.
I do. Look, mate, the princess stays with us, okay?
No, not her, the little fellow.
Dean?
Mm, he looks so cute and cuddly, isn't he?
By the bosom of my uncle, this fool tries my patience.
Yes, but we do need the flammels, so...
My lord?
Maybe you could just give him a quick cuddle?
I don't think so.
Not your type.
Come, Mr. Flammelman, we will give you 10 pieces of silver. It is a fair price.
Mm, well, okay. But only because he has won me over with his lovely smile.
We have tarried here too long.
Do you want hand getting up?
No, thank you. Actually, I might need a wee push. Oh, you're really quite strong, aren't you?
Not really, you as light as feather.
Onwards to the sword!
Call me!
So, this is it then. We're actually on the last leg.
Yes, there's only 10 more leagues.
I'll be back in my flat by tea time.
Ah, you must be looking forward to getting back, Sam.
Yeah, I suppose I am.
In my brief time in your world, I had no idea of the marvels it contained. It must make our lower Earth, with its talking trees and three-headed trolls, seem rather tame in comparison.
Well, I wouldn't say tame.
Perhaps one day I might be able to visit it again and see them for myself.
Yes, maybe you could.
Oh, well done, Your Orphanus. You've managed to summon up the portal.
Yes, Creech, but it's locked solid.
Well, I'm sure you can find a way to open it, oh sneaky one.
Hmm. What kind of thing are we looking for? Do you think a key, a spell?
Probably a spell.
Really?
Usually is, isn't it?
Yeah. I suppose I could use the all-powerful and deadly changing curse of Grishnak.
That sounds promising.
Yes, but I don't like to, really. Thing is, if you get any of the curse wrong, you destroy yourself and anyone within a 30-mile radius.
Oh, I see.
And I'm also just a bit wary of, what's on the other side of the portal.
You're afraid, Your Bigness?
Many years ago, Creech, I was an ordinary mortal just like you. A weakling, reviled and beaten by all who passed me by.
No.
Through years of study and devotion to evil, I gained powers beyond measure in this world. But in another world... Who knows? I may be weak once more. I may be just like everyone else.
Do you need a little hug?
I don't think so, no. What will be, Creech. But this is our last chance to stop the questers. I have no choice. I must chant the curse of Grishnak. Ashnak Nadazan, Ashnak Naladan, Ashnak Imbeloron Kazdan.
It's still locked.
I must have got the curse wrong. Any second now, you and I, the castle and everything within a 30-mile radius will be utterly destroyed.
Oh, no, hang on. You have to push it. I've been pulling.
The portal is open.
Well done, Lord. What do we do now?
We go through and we retrieve something that will prove to Sam we've done it.
Okay, Lord.
You go first.
That's the last of the water. Is it much further?
Still 4 more leagues.
Then I suggest we stop at the oasis, replenish our water gourds, and refresh ourselves before we journey any further.
Agreed.
Now, who will go and fill the gourds?
I'll go, my lord.
Yeah, I'll come with you.
So,
Here we are.
Yes.
Filling the old water gourds.
Mm-hmm.
Filly, filly, filly. Gordy, gordy, gordy.
Is there something on your mind?
Me? No, nothing at all. Well, yeah, just a bit.
Oh, what is it? You can tell me. We're close enough now to share secrets.
Yes, we are. That's kind of the thing, really. I mean, I think we've got to know each other a bit, and I'll be going back soon through the old portal. I suppose what I was wondering was whether you'd want to come too.
You want me to come through the portal?
Yeah.
To your world?
Yeah, pretty much.
Why?
Well, because we get on.
Well, we all get on, Sam. Why don't you ask Vidar?
No.
Dean?
No. I don't like them in the same way. You're different.
In what way am I different?
Well, you're clever and kind and gentle and just really, really hot.
Oh, no. Since I took off my body armor, leaving only my undergarments, I've actually been very cool.
Please come back with me.
I can't. I belong here. And soon I'm to be married to Vidar. You understand, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, we should get back. Are you coming?
Oh, I hate travelling between universes. I always get so dehydrated.
Yes. I think I've got some balm on me somewhere.
Oh,
Lord.
Lovely.
When I say balm, it's actually cockroach saliva, but it works just as well.
Oh, not to worry. Where are we?
Yeah, it looks like somebody's house.
Do you think this is the right place?
Well, it smells a bit doggy, but other than that...
Well, this must be it. Right, let's grab something.
Yes, right. What about this?
A red pencil?
Yes, Lord.
It's not very personal, is it?
No.
We want something that proves we've been in his home, Sam's home, something that we couldn't have found anywhere else.
The blue pencil.
What about this book? Hmm? Warlock World 12, The Return of the Warlock by Samuel Porter. Perfect.
Yes, and we'll have something to read for the journey back.
This is my book, Creech. Get your own.
Come on, Sam, we're dying of thirst back there.
Yeah, just coming.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Oh, at least I'll always have you.
Of course you'll always have me.
Man's best friend.
Exactly.
Once we get back, it'll be just like the old days.
Well, we're not going back. I mean, it's brilliant here, isn't it? I'm like king of everything. And everyone thinks I'm great, and you're important too, because you're my sidekick.
You want me to stay here too?
Yes! Yes, of course I do, don't you?
To watch her getting married to the King of the Idiots and you getting pampered and fawned over as the chosen one forever.
Sounds great, doesn't it? Come on, let's get going.
Yeah, I'll be there in a sec.
If you change your mind, just throw a stone into a pool of water.
Oh, sod it.
Most naughty one. Look who's been transported to us.
Well, what a pleasant surprise.
All right, don't let's gloat, shall we?
What made you change your mind?
None of your business. Still reckon you can open the portal?
Naturally.
Got any proof?
Yes, actually. Creech?
Yes, sir?
The book?
Oh, yes, the book, yes.
There, you see? One of yours, I believe.
Yep.
Proof enough for you?
I suppose. Did you read it?
I skimmed it.
What do you think?
Didn't like the end.
What? Where the warlock returns and defeats the evil sorcerer with his mighty staff.
Oh, now you've ruined it for me.
Anyway, you accept that I have opened the portal.
Yes, so if you show me where it is, then I'll be on my way.
Not so fast. I need you to do something for me in return.
Ah, always a catch, isn't there?
It's nothing difficult. I just want you to deliver the Sword of Asnagar to me.
Right. So then evil will triumph over good and rule over Lower Earth forever.
That's the general idea.
That doesn't sound right somehow.
Look, Sam, what happens in our world has no effect on you. You'll be back in your little flat with everything just the way it was.
I suppose. What about the others? You have to promise not to hurt them.
The others?
Vidar, Amos, Penthesilea.
And Dean.
No, I'm not so worried about him.
Very well, I give you my word they shall not be harmed.
What do you want me to do?
When you reach the Rock of Sorrows... there are two possible paths.
There it is at last. The end of our quest. The Rock of Sorrows.
We
Why is it called the Rock of Sorrows?
The Rock of Sorrows is so called because all who come here depart in sorrow, and it is a rock.
We must find the sword quickly.
Come on then, let's go.
Oh, Sam, you've been so quiet we forgot you were here.
Yes, even though I have been here all the time.
You were away with the fairies, Sam.
Was I?
Oh, don't worry, Sam, we all go away with the fairies sometimes. Don't we, Dean?
No, I can't say.
We need to get to the top of the rock, but its sheer cliff face is 1,000 spans high.
Well, we must find another route up.
Yes, but which way? It must be 3 leagues around the base.
So the choice is left or right.
It's left.
Through the dark ravine?
Yep.
But isn't that a good place for an ambush?
No, it's definitely that way.
Who do you know?
Oh, it's obvious. I mean, there are 2 ways. One of them looks dangerous, one looks safe. The safe-looking one's bound to be more dangerous.
Like a reverse psychology thing?
Sort of.
You can reverse psychology?
This doesn't feel right to
me. No, but Sam was right before when we had to choose between the sentinels.
Yep, that's right. Sam is a complete brain box. He is the cleverest person I know. I'd follow him anywhere.
My Lord Vito?
I agree. Sam has been a great companion, and I am proud to call him friend.
And so am I. It's decided, then. We follow Sam.
Excellent. Right, well, come on, everyone. Let's go.
This is the place. The high point of the ravine. Tell the evil hordes to form a line across the ridge.
Very good, Lord.
We will await the questers here, and as they pass below, fall on them like hawks on a group of small rodents. And soon all of lower earth will be in my power, and the rain of evil will commence with the... Sorry, can you keep the noise down at
Shush.
The end there?
Shush! Sorry, it's the ice beer moths of Thangrim, Lord. They're terrible fidgets.
Well, tell them to stop fidgeting, and tell them to get down out of sight. It's supposed to be an ambush.
Yes, behemoths! Behemoth, could you all sit down,
yes,
please?
Sit down.
Please, thank you. And quiet! Quiet!
Quiet! I'll tell you what the reign of evil will commence with, Creech. It'll commence with me getting rid of the bloody ice behemoth of Thangrim.
This way, was it, Sam?
Yeah, well done, Amos.
Through here.
That's right, Vida, good man.
Am I going the right way here?
Yeah.
There!
At last, the object of our quest. Soon all Lower Earth will be free again.
Oh, it's going to be so great once we get the sword and defeat Lord Darkness, isn't it, Sam?
Yeah, I suppose so.
I mean, it might take a while to have the final battle and everything, but then there'll be no more evil.
And we can all live together in harmony in the Elven Citadel.
It will be a new golden age, and by my troth, there will be nightly feasting and gaiety.
Oh, I love gaiety.
Yes, well, yeah, eternal happiness isn't all it's cracked up to be, you know? You need bad times to appreciate the good times.
I don't understand, Sam. What do you mean?
He means you're all about to have a really bad time.
Lord Darkness, here!
Yes, Lord Darkness is here with his evil cohorts to put an end to the quest.
What evil cohorts?
The goblins and behemoths are... Oh, where are they?
You told them to get out of sight.
Well, they can get up now, can't they? This is the actual ambush now.
You all get up!
My grandfather's bunions. We're surrounded.
But how did they know we would come this way?
Yes, thank you for that. Sam, you shall have your reward as soon as I have the sword.
Sam, what's he talking about?
What reward, Sam? What's going on?
The human has betrayed us, as I knew he would from the very beginning.
Is that true, Sam?
Yes, I'm afraid it is.
I can't believe it.
Believe it, chosen one. Humans are no like dogs. They've no loyalty.
Or tails. That's another difference.
Now, Amos, if you'd like to go and pull the sword of Asnagar out of the rock and bring it to me, I'd be very grateful.
What? You must be joking.
Come along now. Be a good boy and get me that sword.
Don't do it, chosen one.
Don't you worry. There is absolutely no way I would...
Amos, fetch!
Righto!
There you go, Sam. The Sword of Asnagar.
Good boy, thank you.
How could you do this, Sam?
Well, I'm not going to stay here playing gooseberry to you and Vidar, or second banana to the Chosen One, am I?
Enough of these fruit-based justifications. I say we fight our way out.
Come on, Sam. Hand over the sword.
What about the portal?
It's right here, waiting for you. Your chance to step through the portal back into your world.
Right.
Just give me the sword and you can leave all this behind.
Sam!
No, forget him. Let's fall upon Darkness and his evil cohorts.
But, Dean, it's 1,000 to 1.
I like those odds. Oh, hang on. Did you say 1,000 to 1?
Attack, cohorts! Kill them all!
Wait, you promised me!
I lied.
Oh, good line, Lord.
Come on, human. Are you going through this portal or not?
No.
What?
I'm not going.
Sam's not going.
I knew he wouldn't leave us. I can't abandon them like this, no matter how much I want to go home. And actually, now I think of it, what is home? Is it a house, bricks and mortar and flat-packed Swedish furniture? Or is it something more than that? Is it friends and companionship?
Sorry, are you asking me?
No, no, I'm telling you. My home is with the people who I care about. Here, with my friends and Dean.
Give me that sword, human.
Come and get it.
All right, I win. At last I have it. The sword of Asnagar is mine!
He's fallen through the portal.
Quick, destroy it before they can return.
Here, use my battle club.
Now they can never get back.
Brilliant, Sam. Well done.
We're safe.
Yes.
Apart from the evil army of goblins and beer moths.
But all we need to do is give the sword of Asnagar to the Chosen One and he will destroy all in his path.
I certainly will.
That could be tricky.
Why? Where was it?
In my flat with Lord Darkness.